paragraph Dalid, Nimtza She'iker Yedias Ho'emes, Shehu B'chinas Ponim, Hu'alidei Ho'emuna. Therefore, what we were coming to in these last few paragraphs, we spoke first about Emes being the Oyer Haponim, but then we explained that just like the light of the sun, human beings cannot look directly at that, so too Emes, the light of Emes, is a billion times higher than the sun. And therefore, most of us are incapable of going straight to the Emes. Therefore, we need Emuna. In order to get to Emes, we need Emuna. So we see that the main success in being zeicher to know what the emes is, what the ponim is via emuna. Shehinim sheches derech tzimtzumim hanichim shelchem yisichlim gavoyim v'narim oid. This emuna comes to us via all kinds of filters, via all kinds of tzimtzumim, constrictions that come from the highest levels of seichel. Whereby Hashem has constricted his light, he's filtered it and shrunk it more and more in incredible ways, ad shehim shich midas emuna, to the point where Hashem introduced this concept of emuna, faith, into the world. Which is what really keeps the world going, as we explained in the past few paragraphs. Ki ha'emuna, afal pi shehi lamata me'aseichel ki yadua, because emuna, even though it's a lower level than seichel, as is known, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, we just said a few lines ago that emuna is malchus. Malchus is lower than Chochma Bina Das, right? Usually. Ki ein emuna kiim b'mashas ein ha-seichel meivin. Because emuna is only in that which the seichel does not understand. Afal pikein. So you would say seichel is a higher level and emuna is a lower level. Still. Afal pikein. Sharosho nimshach mimokoim gavoya ve'elyoin ma'oid. The roots, the origin of emuna, comes from a very, very high place, Shehu Gavoya Mikol Hasichlium, which is way above Chachma Bina Das. It's way above all kinds of Seichel. Ki Bechinas Emuna, Hu Bebechinas Ani Rishoin Va'ani Achroin. Because it's about Emuna, which we said before is Malchus, that the Zohar HaKodesh and the Tikkuni Zohar quote this pasuk many times. Ani Rishoin Va'ani Achroin. I'm the last one on the totem pole. I'm the bottom one on the totem pole, the Malchus, right? But I'm also Rishon. I'm also the Keser. The word Ani is usually used to refer to Malchus. The word Ayin, the same exact letters, Aleph Yud Nun, represents Keser, which is way, way, way above Chochma Bina Das. And so that this same item, Emuna and Keser, go together. Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Magid Meireshis Achris. Hashem knows from the beginning what's going to be at the end. Bechinas Soif Maise Bemachshava Tchila. That the last level of Maise, the lowest level of Maise, which is Malchus, is Bemachshava Tchila. Originates from the Keser, from the highest top source. As all of this is explained in other places in our Sforim. Ve'elu ha-tzimtzumim ha-gdoishim, sh'ashem yizborach tzimtzei moiroi, ad she'en yicholim leida ho-emes kima idei emuna kanal, and these tzimtzumim, these constrictions, these filters, whereby Hashem has constricted his light to the point where it's impossible for a person to have the full realization of emes unless they go through emuna, elu hatzimtzumim heim bechinas sairos. That's the concept of the hair. That each one of the hairs, which is like a very, very thin wire, Shehem nimshochim mimoisrei moichin, which come from the excesses of our brain. The hair comes out from the head, and it comes out from mimoisrei hamoichin. Kimavur biksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, shekol tikun ho'olamos hoya alidei bechinas sairos. That the tikun, the entire tikun of all the worlds, comes via the hairs. Al yidei shenistzamtzamu ha'oirois, through Hashem constricting his light, shrinking it, and making it smaller, smaller, thinner and thinner, ad shenishavu ha'sairois, until they became like hairs. V'derech shom hamshochas hachiyas v'hadas mebechino lebechino. And it's through wires that are as thin as hairs. It's through those hairs that Hashem draws spiritual life and das from one level to the other level. Umei oilam loilam, from one world to the next world. Avol machmas shehasairois heim bechinas tzimtzumim, shehim bechinas dinim. However, so a person would say, this is wonderful, this is great. This was a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem, that Hashem knew that we can't handle a lot of light, so Hashem was so unbelievable in shrinking it, mamish making it, you can't get any thinner than that, right, than a hair. What could be thinner, what could be less than that? But Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, whenever you do shrinking, whenever you make something smaller and smaller, a tzimtzum, that's also a bechina of din. Because brighter light, opening up, is always an inyan of chesed. Poiseach es yodecho masbi'a l'chol ha'rotzon. Whenever we close, whenever we shrink, we constrict, constriction is a concept of dinim. Kishem is gadlim b'yoser, and when these constrictions, when these dinim get stronger, they become a source of nourishment for the other side, the left side, which draws its nourishment from din, from dinim. This is why we take a haircut. This is why we cut the hair, because hair is an inyan of dinim, an inyan of tzimtzumim. And even though there's positive aspects to it, that's only if it's kept in limited form. The minute it gets a little too much, then the klipos attach themselves to it, and then it goes the other way. It becomes a negative item, just like we've seen in our society. In the past, now we're talking, this year is being given in Tov Shinayin, the year 2009. We know what happened in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. They suddenly came up with this bright idea of long hair. And we see what that did to generations of people, Rahman al-Islam. How the long hair went together with drugs, communions, all kinds of stuff that took people off the path. Aval yesh sairois kedoishois ugevoyois moid. However, there are certain hairs that are very, very holy and on a very high spiritual level. Sheikar hamshochas hadas v'hachius hu al yodam, whereby the main ability to draw spiritual light and knowledge and wisdom is only through those hairs. Vehem sairois hapeois v'hazokan hakodesh, and that's the hairs of the peis and the beard. Shekol binyan ho'olamos v'chol hamshochas yidiusei lekusoi hu al yedei hatzimtzumim hakdoshim hanemshochim al yedei elu hasairois hakedoshim neiroi moed. Rav Nosson Zal says that all the building up of all the worlds, all the spiritual worlds, and the entire ability to draw knowledge of Hashem comes through these holy tzimtzumim via these awesome holy hairs of the beard and the peis. Ki sairois hapeois v'hazokon nimshochem imokoim govoya ve'elyoin v'noiremoid. Because the hairs of the beard and peis come from the highest possible spiritual level. Mibchinas atik, which is called in Sifrei Kabbalah atik. That's the keser, or sometimes even higher than that. She'ikar hisgalus elekusoi, Iker hamshochas v'emunah gdoisho hu al yedei elu hasairos, whereby the main revelation of Hashem, of spirituality, and the main ability of drawing faith in Hashem into the world is al yedei elu hasairos, through these hairs. Shehem tzimtzumim nifloim, these are wondrous tzimtzumim, hanimshachim misechel elyon vegavoya moed moed, which come from the highest, highest spiritual level, mebchinas atik, shemegedulas niflois neirois zeh asechel, because of the fact that this sechel is on such an unbelievable high, high level, hu yochel etzamtzem atzmoi betzimtzumim nifloim, it has the ability to be shrunken and to go down and to be constricted and reconstricted and reconstricted, ad sheyumshach he'oras he'emunah k'doysha ba'sechel, to the point where the light of emuna is shined into this sechel, shenizke leha'amin b'ho'emes, to give us the ability to believe in the truth. Even though we don't yet understand it with our rational thinking. Because emuna is an awesome thing. She'olov nemar, about which the pasuk says, Oide shimcho kiosiso pele, Hashem, I will praise you because you have created such a wonder. What wonder? Eitzois meirochoik emuna oimen. The wonder is called emuna. That this is one of the most incredible things imaginable that Hashem brought into existence. This ability to believe, this ability to trust. Uksiv, there's another pasuk. Oidcho, Hashem, I praise you. Al ki noirois niflesi. Over the fact that you showed such awesome wonders, nifloi masecho, your actions, your creations are wondrous. Venafshi yoidas maoid, and my soul recognizes this tremendously. Ukemavur mizeh b'mokam achar, as we discuss this in another place, Ein Shom, take a look over there, that this is all going on the emuna. This is all going on this revelation called emuna. V'alkein elu hasayrois hakedoshim shel hapeyos v'hazokon heim ikar hahidur v'oyer haponim. And this is why, according to Yiddishkeit, these holy hairs of the beard and peyos, they are the main beauty and the light of the face of a Jew. K'moy shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hodarto penei zokein, you will beautify the face of an older person, kemuva, and as is brought in Sifrei Kodesh, that this hidur haponim is the beard and peyos. Ki ikar ho'emes shehu haponim i'efshir lekabel ulahasik kiim al yidei ha'emunah k'dosh kanal, because the essence of truth, super emes, which is referred to as the face in Kabbalistic terms, is something that we can't look at. Like we can't look at the sun, we can't look at Hashem's face directly, other than through emuna. V'alkein nikreis ho'emuna oyer haponim. And this is why emuna is also called oyer haponim. Emes is called oyer haponim, and emuna is called oyer haponim. Kimavur ba'toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, this Torah, Chav Gimel. V'ze hu bechinas sairois hapeois v'hazokon, shehim bechinas tzimtzumim hagdoishim, shal yodom ikar hamshochas ho'emuna. That's the concept of the hairs of the beard and peyos. They're those skinny, skinny, ninny wires through which we draw the emuna. They're the tzimtzumim, these super thin, skinny things by which we're able to draw, to taste that high light, that high level of light. Shehi ikar oyer haponim. This is the main light of the face. Ki al yidei ho'emuna yoidim ho'emes shehu haponim. Because it's through faith that we get to realize the truth, the real truth, which is the face. V'chol zman she'ein zeichen le'emuna, and so long as a person has not yet been zeichet to emuna, i'efshir le'kabel etzem ho'emes, that person can't receive and realize the real truth, machmas riboyor, because it's too bright a light for them. If a person hasn't first received through those wires, through those thin wires, if they haven't first tasted the light in small units, there's no way in the world they can go directly to the full blast, to the spotlight. Lahavdil, a person who's in darkness for a period of time, when you want to introduce them to light, if you open the door suddenly and show them a bright light, it blinds them. They can't see. You have to introduce them to the light slowly, slowly, gradually, through many tzimtzumim. The Gemara tells of a story of a certain rabbi who fasted for 40 years, Rebbe Tzadok, to try to block, to try to delay, and he did say he succeeded in delaying the Churban Beis HaMikdash, 40 years, Rebbe Tzadok. So the Gemara says that afterwards, when they tried to rehabilitate him, they had to give him very, very thin liquids. You know, they had to very, very gradually and slowly bring him back to civilization, you know, to be able to get to a level where he could eat regular food like a regular person. So to a person who's spiritually starving, fasting, a person who hasn't connected to Hashem's light, to give them the emes, to start with emes right away, can't do it. It's too bright a light. You have to start with emunah. It has to begin with a certain degree of emunah. Alkein, therefore, ein haponim shehu o emes meir kiim al yedei emunah. The light of the face, which is what's called emes, will not shine other than through emunah. She'al yodo yoyden ho emes. Through emunah, we get to know the emes. V'alkein ho emuna hi oyer haponim. And that's why, as we said earlier, emuna is also referred to as oyer haponim. V'ze b'china saros ha-peyes v'azokon sheim ikra hidov haponim. That's the hairs of the beard and peyes, which is the main beauty of and light of the face. Ki yefsher leida me'ashem izborach shehu etzem ho emes machmas ribo yoyer. Because a person cannot get to know about Hashem and get to understand Hashem, which is the highest level of truth, machmas ribu yor, because the light is too bright. Kiim al yedei emuna lavad. The only way we can start getting there is only through emuna. She'oz, there, then, kishezoichin le'emuna b'shleimus, when a person is zoichet to solid, solid emuna, yoidin hu emes. Then that person gets to realize the truth. V'alkein, ikur oyer haponim shehu ha'emes, hu ha'emuna, shehinim sheches al yidei sairos ha'pez v'azok meram. And that's why the main light of the face, which is called emes, is really emuna, which comes via the hairs of the beard and peis.